Pitch, please.
All right, guys, there is a problem brewing in Dallas besides their 3-7 record and Dak Prescott being out. Apparently the sun is blocking players' vision during games, and Jerry Jones is quoted yesterday saying, "Let's just tear down the damn stadium and build a new one. Are you kidding me?" I could not find that audio, but one of his players, CeeDee Lamb, spoke after the Cowboys lost to Philadelphia on Sunday, and he had different thoughts.
Couldn't see the ball. Couldn't see the ball at all.
The sun.
But
in favor of coaches.
Yes, 1,000%.
You talked to Perry about that.
I mean, y'all doing my job right now.
It does seem to be a little odd that, how long has that stadium been open? Over a decade now, right?
Yeah, definitely over 2009.
Oh, longer.
It's bad. No, it's bad.
Dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah. No, like when the sun, there's a particular spot. I mean, everybody can see it.
They highlight
on the field.
It every game. They highlight it every game.
It's always there. So it's not anything new. It's really, I thought it was like an advantage for them because, like Dallas, they know. They know exactly where the sun's placed and all. And honestly, I feel like they'd use it as a weapon. But I don't know why that's news to Jerry Jones.
How can they use it as a weapon? Do they know like the time in the fourth quarter when the sun's going to hit at the right point?
I mean,
maybe
if you get the opportunity to select the ball. Then I'm going in this direction versus that direction. That's a real thing.
Yeah, but if I need the ball to score, I'm not just going to give you the ball. I mean, they get blown out again on Sunday, yeah. So it doesn't really matter.
No, I'm
but
just saying
way.
At the start of the game, you use it late in the third. We're going to have the ball. We're going against the sun or not in that direction. Like it's a valuable strategy.
It's the same reason you pick a side when you're playing
outdoors,
right? Yeah.
Correct.
Why did he get so defensive? But now there is no audio. That Mitch couldn't find it.
Because they've been talking about it forever. And in fact, as it turns out, when they have concerts that are a little earlier in the day, whatever, they cover it up.
But they did that because the old Texas stadium had the big hole in it, right?
Yeah.
So it was an homage to that stuff, right?
You didn't see what they did yesterday?
It's a bad flaw.
You think if they built it 10 years later, they wouldn't even done any of that stuff?
Probably not. But did you guys see what they did yesterday during Mike McCarthy's press conference? They put a giant shade up in front of his face.
Yes.
So you had sun coming in from the side, and someone's like, I'm not kidding you, this is real life. They took a great big shade, and so you could get your pictures, and he's not going to be sunned out and everything
warming.
Like that. Yeah,
global warming.
There you go.
That's what it is.
It just seems to be so silly, why you'd get so defensive. It's like you spent $1 billion on the stadium at least, probably. Well, it'd be more than that now, but I mean, you spent that much money on the stadium at least, you would probably put up some curtains there if you wanted to do so. My God. All right, you got Jake. Is it Jake Paul or Logan Paul?
Jake, I think we've figured out.
They have established it's Jake.
Yeah,
is that
Jake.
Fight really going on this weekend or not?
Yeah, and it's on Netflix on Friday. So if you have Netflix, you just pull it up. They've started going nuts. Every time I pull up Netflix, it's showing that. So the estimated Paul's going to make $40 million. Tyson's going to make $20 million.
I'm not contributing to that.
So you think this shouldn't even be sanctioned?
Yeah, no.
60-year-old man,
wait,
right?
I'm not watching. I grew up a Mike Tyson fan for sure, but I'm not condoning what they're doing right now. I say it reminds me of that Ready to Rumble video game back in the day on Dreamcast. They're celebrity boxing. It's getting out of hand, and they're putting it on Netflix. It looks more like a movie. I'm not interested in Mike Tyson.
Well,
You don't have to Creed 4.
You don't have to pay extra for it. Like it's just already on the Netflix. I imagine you already have the Netflix.
I got Netflix.
Okay,
of course.
So if you don't,
Netflix,
by the way,
Hulu, whatever.
Well, this is killing my idea to have Ronnie break down that fight next.
That Zodiac Killer documentary is fantastic on Netflix. You like if you're interested in serial killers, Rodney, that's good stuff. The Zodiac. Anyway. That and the John Wayne Gacy tapes. But we'll discuss that off the air.
I watched that Menendez brothers recently.
I fell asleep during it.
Yeah.
And then woke up. I wasn't feeling that good over the weekend. I woke up and Liz is like, turn this off. This is, no, I can't.
Yeah,
I don't know what part it was
it's
on.
It's intense.
Well, I can imagine what was on. I can't imagine what was said. She's like, what are you doing watching this? I go, I don't know what you're talking. I just woke up.
Well, there's some full frontal and all that. Yeah.
Okay. I fell asleep at the right time. So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Jake Paul.
Yeah, frontal. You're watching?
I don't want to see an old man get whopped on, but
there's no headgear.
$40 million,
originally, they thought headgear was going to be involved. Now they just tinkered with the gloves. I think gloves are going 14 ounces. And this is like I totally ripped on this when they came up with this, you know, a year ago. They've been talking about this for a while. I'm like, this Mike Tyson should not be in the ring. They shouldn't allow this. But now, of course, they're showing all the videos of Tyson sparring. He looks amazing. Of course he does.
Yeah.
The question is, can a 58-year-old man, can he... We're thinking of Mike Tyson when he was in his 20s and his 30s.
That's what I keep thinking
of. And the two-minute videos. Is there any chance? Because I've assumed all along he was going to lose, and people thought I was crazy. And because I've seen Paul fight. I've seen him train. He is in his athletic prime. He's fought not just tomato cans, but also not guys that are at
years
their
old.
Peak.
He's 27 years old.
So what? How would you handicap this? Do you even need to see Tyson spar? Do you think he has any shot? At his age, a 58-year-old man?
No, they're just making it. They're going to make it entertaining for a while. But I think, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't even think this is worth even, like, a discussion.
Well, you guys...
to be quite honest, I don't believe it.
Should the state athletic commissions been worried about the health of Mike Tyson? Should they have even allowed this? Because, like, in we would have problems in the NFL. All we do is talk about concussions and keeping guys healthy. This, when you talk about MMA and boxing, nobody cares if the guys are healthy. Fans don't.
Yeah.
Fans don't care if Mike Tyson can't talk, you know, 5 years from now and goes into some terrible spiral that this... You know, takes to the next level.
Well, yeah, but
it's
I think
Ronnie
just said he wasn't going to watch it. So basically, I mean, you're calling it basically cockfighting in so many words. So if he's not going to watch it, obviously there are people who do care. Now, I think you just hit it right there on the mark. When I think of Mike Tyson, I think of Mike Tyson when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And like Customato and the Killer, like that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. I don't think about
gloves held in close, close to the chin, and just letting them rip.
Still had the house in Youngstown.
Yeah.
South of Youngstown. You know about the Mike Tyson house?
Yeah.
You do?
Okay. Yeah.
It was a nice house.
I've never been.
I think it's still empty. I think it's still empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about that.
He had real jungle animals there. Yeah. It was a real deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rodney, thank you for the time. Good luck against New Orleans this Sunday. Do you like playing in New Orleans? Or?
I was telling my wife last night that I've never played there. The last time I was there, I was injured in 2019 with the Eagles. We played them twice that year, regular season, playoffs, but I was hurt. So this is the first time I actually get to put on a helmet and run around, hit some people, make some plays in New Orleans. But it's a great crowd, great atmosphere, looking good, looking forward to it, great food, looking forward to some oysters after this victory.
And you got to end the touchdown drought.
Sunday.
You got to get back in the end zone.
Yeah. I'm hoping to end the interception drought.
We got to scheme some plays for Rodney.
fake jet sweep. They say I get one more. If I touch the end zone one more time, then I probably could line up on offense just as a decoy maybe.
Well, that's what you got to tell us. No, but that's what he's got to say.
I've never wanted anything more in my life.
It's all part
exactly
of the game.
What he's gotta tell us.
I just want to say, hey, I lined up on the offensive side. One time before.
Don't you think Myles Garrett could go out for a pass? Okay.
Absolutely.
Podcast 1015, 92.3 The Fan Extra. Rodney, thank you. We thank Rodney McLeod. 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. 1015. Bye.